Hello, 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 everybody. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in. We are back with another episode of Between a Rock and a Scarred Place. And today, I wanted to talk about something that really vexed my spirit. I made a short little video that I had posted on, I think, my IG story, and I may have posted it on Facebook. I definitely posted it on TikTok, I believe, and my Snap, because it just vexed my soul. So, I wouldn't even say a few nights ago, this past weekend, I had put a post up on Facebook. It was a question, I wasn't really looking for anyone to necessarily answer it. It was more of a rhetorical question, but if someone did have an answer, it's cool. I put the post up. Had a few comments on there. Cool. This is whatever. Mind you, let me set the scene. I was at my sister's house, and it is like around 11:30 at night. Shortly after I put the post up, I received an inbox from a gentleman that I don't personally know. However, I have had interactions with him on Clubhouse. Like when Clubhouse first came out and it was a like really big thing, I had a few interactions with him in the rooms. And he is a man of God. Cool. So when I received the inbox from him, he basically was offering to be able to help me understand, give me some insight into the question that I had posted on Facebook. And the question is irrelevant. I really don't want to have to like discuss it because the question is not relevant. However, he wanted to be able to give me some insight. Because he had the same viewpoints. Okay, cool. Not a problem. You know, like I said, I don't personally know this person. But the interactions that I have had with him on Clubhouse there was like no red flags, no bells going off or anything like that. Just, okay, cool. So we're, you know, just texting a few text messages about that. And then he says to me that he wants to be able to call me because it's just too much to text back and forth. Like everything that he wanted to explain, it's too much to like send back and forth in a text, which I totally understand. Not a problem. My issue was that it's way too late for you to call me at this hour to talk about this. Like this subject is not that important that we need to talk about it at 11:30 at night. And so I proceeded to let him know hey, it's a little too late for us to have this conversation. We can discuss this the next day. Immediately, he comes back with, well, I'm married and I'm a prophet. So, you know, I just wanted to discuss it with you so that you had full understanding. So immediately, like, when I saw that, it kind of, like, it rubbed me the wrong way. For two reasons. Number one, I do not deal with older men. Or I should say, like, I don't do well when older men, like, make a pass at me. Like, that is, it is a trigger for me. I have never been comfortable with guys who are much older when they, and I'm not saying that this person was making a pass at me. I'm just saying, like, the way he came back in defense put me in that space. Like, it put my mind in that space. And so I am never comfortable when older men, you know, say certain comments or remarks towards me. It always puts me, like, in an uncomfortable position. So I say to him, hey, I'm not being accusatory. I'm not saying that you were trying to do anything or trying, you know, that's, I have not said anything. I have not made any allegations. All I'm saying is that for me, I'm uncomfortable with talking to you this late. If you want to discuss it, it's cool. Okay, I have no problem. We can discuss this particular subject tomorrow. Like, we don't have to address that tonight. It's not that serious. So he sent me back a text like, okay, basically like, I can give you a call tomorrow. Tomorrow came, he never called. It don't really bother me. I don't care one way or another. But the reason why I wanted to discuss this is because I never understand men who, when a woman tells you something that makes her uncomfortable about you, even the first thing that you all come back with is, oh, I'm married, or I got a girlfriend, or I'm this, or I'm that, or whatever the case may be. As though those things qualify you to be a decent human being. Being married does not keep you from cheating. Having a girlfriend does not keep you from having a side piece. Being a pastor or a prophet or a bishop or an apostle or a preacher or a teacher or an elder or a deacon does not keep you from slipping and sliding in DMs. It doesn't. It does not at all. So I'm always confused when that is the first line of defense, especially when I'm not making an accusation towards you. Now, if I was making an accusation towards you because I knew your personal business, then it would be different. But if I don't know your personal business, like, I don't know if you're married. I'm not even concerned with if you're married, but I'm saying to you, this right here, I'm not comfortable with. This is my boundary. This is my limit. And then you come back with, your thought is, oh, she think I'm trying to blah, blah, blah. So let me just let me put her mind at ease and let her know that, no, that doesn't put my mind at ease. It doesn't. It really doesn't. It doesn't put my mind at ease at all. Because at the end of the day, you can do what you want to do. That ring don't mean a thing if you're trying to swing your ding ding. Like, it don't mean nothing. I just made that up. No, but it doesn't mean anything. So I just would like to, I would like to request that some of you men out here who are guilty of doing that, stop doing that. Stop doing that. Like, if a woman tells you that this is her boundary, this is her limit, like, if you are a married man and you are having a conversation with a young lady that is not your wife, and you say, hey, we should get together, and you know, like, the conversation is great, you know, and you say, hey, we should get together and have coffee, or we should get together and have dinner. And if she says, oh, you know what, I'm not comfortable with that, I think, you know, we should just, you know, leave it where it's at. And then you come back with, well, I mean, don't worry, like, I'm married. Like, that doesn't, number one, I don't care, but that doesn't make me not worry. Not that I'm going to be worried anyway, but that does not put my mind at ease, or that doesn't make me be like, oh, well, since you're married, yeah, absolutely, we can go and have dinner. Because then my next question is, well, is your wife coming too? Or is it just us? No, you should invite her. Like, she should come. I'm pretty sure she wants to hear this conversation as well. And I'm not saying that men who do those things, I'm not saying that you have evil intentions. You may have the best of intentions. You may say, hey, because society has blurred the line between men and women being purely platonic friends. So sometimes it's very hard to fathom that a man and a woman can be friends without looking at each other sexually. Like, they can actually be friends, and that's not even a thought that crosses their mind. Or even if it is, they are disciplined enough to know that that's a line that they're never going to cross. And I'm not saying that there's not people out there. There are plenty of people out there who have those type of relationships. It's just like, this is like my best friend. Like, we are so cool. You know, I know his family. He know my family. I know his significant other. He knows my significant other. Or if you don't. But, like, it's like, I don't look at that person in that way. I don't look at that person in that way. But sometimes there are just certain situations where you don't even want to provide a gateway for it to even look like it's something that it's not. Because that's the worst thing. I mean, it's not the worst thing, but that's one of the worst things, is to have to try to explain something that looks like something, but it's really nothing. Like, so just stop it. Just stop it. Just respect. Like, and my issue with his response is that he could have simply just said, hey, you know what? I get, you know, I understand it is late. I don't have a problem with giving you a call tomorrow and we can talk about this. And if any questions you may have, I will answer them, or I will try to help you understand why I have the same viewpoint. Like, it's just, there's a better way that he could have it responded to me instead of telling me about what he was. Like, I'm not really concerned with what you are. And so, like, you know, and I thought, well, maybe this might be a catfish, because people, especially on social media, they do that. A lot of times, like, these hackers, they take someone's profile picture, they, you know, put it up, they friend request a few people, and if people are not careful, they'll go ahead and, like, respond to their friend request. I typically don't do that. Like, if somebody sends me a friend request and I feel like, oh, I've already got you on my list as a friend, normally I will send them a message. Like, I'll block that person, and then I'll go to my friend's real page and I'll, hey, change your password because somebody is in your business and they are pretending to be you. But I don't think this was the case, but again, like I said, the response just could have been different. It could have been a simple, okay, cool, no problem, it is late, it's 11, it's almost 12 o'clock. Like, we're not about to sit on the phone and discuss this at 12 o'clock. Like, you're not my man. You ain't my dad. You ain't my brother. You ain't no kin to me. And you think we about to talk about this? Like, I'm not even, I wouldn't even be on the phone with a counselor. Not at 12. So I found that very amusing. And it did, like, at first I was just going to let it go. But then it kept bothering me. It kept bothering me. And it was, like, really, like, gnawing at me, because I absolutely cannot stand when, especially, like, men who are in relationships, when they do that. It's like, bro, like, you think that I honestly believe that you're not capable of doing some nefarious activity because you have on a wedding ring, or because you have a girlfriend? People who have girlfriends and wives cheat every day. Unfortunately, it's a sad state of affairs. But it happens. You lie. You deceive. And again, I'm not saying that that's all men who do that, because some men are truly genuine. Like, they are truly genuine. You know, they may find, and I don't necessarily believe that men and women cannot be just platonic friends. And they can't go out and, you know, share a meal. I think it's quite ridiculous if you can't share a meal with someone of the opposite sex without wanting to physically, like, be with them or hit on them or be intimate. To me, that's weird. You should be able to go out with your guy friend and it not be a big deal. And, you know, he don't have any intention other than like, yo, like, I'm hungry, you're hungry, let's eat. Like, it's just that simple. But, you know, it definitely is very unnerving when a woman presents to the opposite sex, like, what her boundary is with certain things, and it's met with some aggressive defense, or even passive aggressive defense, instead of just saying, okay, I respect your boundary, I respect your limit, I respect the line. Like, you trying to tell me why I should be comfortable with you crossing over the line, or you I can't even think of the word that I want to use. It's like I can see it, but I can't say it. Or I don't know the word, but all I'm saying is that you are not going to tell me when I should be comfortable. So because you're this, then I should relax my boundary. I should relax my limit. I should say, oh, okay. Because he would never do that, because he's that. Wrong answer. Wrong answer. And I'm not just saying that from just this one incident. Like, I've experienced several incidents where I have put up a boundary, and then someone is like, okay, but this is what I'm doing. And then I'm like, oh, okay, well, since you couldn't possibly, and then they absolutely be the creep that I thought they were. Not saying, again, not being accusatory of the gentleman that I explained in the beginning. I'm not saying that he was a creep. I'm just saying, like, those type of situation give me creep vibes. Because I'm not looking to be offensive. I'm not looking to be aggressive or argumentative. I just simply want to be respected. And it shouldn't be a problem. Like, I would be uncomfortable to talk to you at this hour of the night, and then, like, where's your wife? Is she up? Or is she in the bed asleep? Where are you at? Like, I've been in those situations, and if it wasn't for certain things being in the way, it could have escalated. And I'm just keeping it a stack. The only reason why nothing transpired is because we don't even live in the same state. So, and I know I'm probably gonna have some people who listen to this and be like, well, what about, and that's another thing, like, stop doing that too. Like, when a subject is being discussed, and it is gender specific. Like if I'm talking about, you know, men in a certain tone or space, I don't need you to come back and be like, well, what about, no, we're not talking about that. We can come back and talk about that later, or make your own podcast and then you talk about that. But what I'm discussing is this passive aggressiveness to disregard a woman's boundary because you feel like your title or your, like whatever your title is, you know, husband, you know, doctor, or, you know, professor, you know, pastor, preacher, whatever your title is, you think that somehow excludes you from being mischievous or promiscuous. And, you know, if I know that that is a trigger for me, if I know that what that comment that you just made to me made me feel uncomfortable, it didn't make me feel safe, then I have every right to protect myself and say, hey, this is great. Don't mind chatting with you. Don't mind kicking it with you. However, we're not going to do that. And it's not even just older men. It's like if it's a guy that I'm not even interested in. If it's a guy that I'm not interested in and you keep saying to me, hey, we should link up, and I have not given you any signal whatsoever to link. Like after a while, it's uncomfortable. Like if I've said, hey, like, that's not something that I necessarily want to do, then don't keep saying we should do it. Like, no, we shouldn't. I'm not interested. But that doesn't mean that we can't still be friends. Like, I never understand that concept of or the percentage of men who think that it's impossible for a man and a woman to strictly be friends without the hint of any type of sexual relationship. If you cannot do that, it is seriously something wrong with you. If every woman that you encounter, excluding your mother and sisters or aunts, like, you know, excluding family, any woman outside of your family that you encounter, if you can never, like, if your experience with them is always sexual, like, there's never a moment where you can just say, you know what, I can just be friends with this person. Like, we can be together and nothing happens. Like, we can be together and I don't want to dog her out. Like, if you can't say that, bruh, seek therapy. Because there is something doesn't click. Something doesn't click. Like, if all you see is, and of course, many of you will play the role, until you get to the point where you, until you get to the place of vulnerability, and then you can breach. That's the word I wanted to use earlier, breach. Till you get to that soft place. I'm like, oh, okay, she's right. I can breach her boundary now and get what I want. You guys are the worst. Like, you suck, for real. So I'm going to wrap it up because, of course, my podcast is not, I'm not here to bash men. Don't get me wrong. We will have subjects and we will talk about some of the things that men do that are unbelievable. The same as we will talk about some of the things that we as women do that are like, what were you thinking? However, this is not, you know, my platform is, I'm not here to bash men. Like, I love men, especially my black men. I love you guys. And I want to see you all succeed. And I want to see you all win. And I want to see you all leave an inheritance for your children's children. I want you all to have a legacy, to build an empire, to be great in every aspect and area of your lives. You know, it's important for us to see strength in our men. You know, it gives us, it encourages us. It encourages us to keep pushing you and to keep lifting you up and to keep motivating you and to keep, you know, inspiring you to keep going. It's like, if he don't stop, I don't stop. If he don't quit, I don't quit. So, I hope you have enjoyed this episode. Again, I am so thankful that you even took the time to just listen to me talk. I'm always excited when I finally get back to doing what I love to do. So, I will get back on track and pop these episodes out each Sunday. Please tune in. Please share. Please give me your feedback. There's so many things that I am pushing myself to do that can be scary. And so I will always end my podcast with telling you all how much I appreciate your time and your attention. And just know that I don't take it for granted. So until we talk to each other again, God bless everybody. Peace.